This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hard to believe we would be fighting for the freedom to assemble on Thanksgiving. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to it. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. Do you understand what this Wu Flu scam is now? I talked about it for months. I actually got it. I can tell you this. If you detect that you have this Wu Flu and you take azithromycin, it's pretty lame. For most of us, it will kill a few people. That's how diseases work. That's the pain of life and death. But if you catch this, it's pretty much somewhere between a cold. Actually, it's not even between a cold and a flu, because there are many people who get it, and the only thing that happens is they lose a bit of their sense of taste and a little bit of their sense of smell. And there are others who have underlying conditions that it impacts more dramatically. But the majority of people, overwhelming majority, will survive this, and yet we are talking about canceling Thanksgiving, even Christmas. We are still talking about lockdowns and mask mandates and working from home, restaurants that cannot open, businesses that can't operate properly, and you think this is about a relatively harmless virus in the scheme of things. It has people completely restructuring their lives. Families staying away from each other. You can't go to the hospital to see a loved one. You still can't go to funerals and weddings and bar mitzvahs and big gatherings and what have you. People won't even hug, hold hands. Social distancing in your own homes because you're concerned about a virus that kills so few people that we shouldn't be talking about it. I can tell you point blank, you can't have an operation if you test positive for the Wu Flu, even if you're asymptomatic. Since when have we gotten to this? You want to look at nationalized or socialized health care? I give it to you right now. Do you know if you go get tested, here's what they ask you. Well, is your insurance paying for it? What is it that you need the fast test for versus the regular test? They ask you a litany of questions. Even if you sign up and say you're paying for the fast test, they still have the ability to tell you, no, we're not going to test you for the fast test. We're going to test you for the slow test. And here's what's funny about all the tests. None of them are anywhere close to being reasonable where you can say, I do or I don't have it. They can't even guarantee you, and they say it, on the fast test, it's only a 70% effective in determining whether you do or you don't. Then why bother? Oh my gosh, man, don't get me started. If you can do this, folks, if they can do this to you, you can forget your guns. If you will self-quarantine and self-imprison and you will keep up this ruse, if you will allow this to continue to happen, if we do not launch a series of lawsuits that say, I'm done with you, then guess what? They can do whatever they want to you. They've already proven they can steal an election. Now it's not going to happen. Now you can't assemble with your family on holidays. What's next? I don't have the answer. I'm asking you. Kevin Jackson, asking you, 844-551-8255, thekevinjacksonshow.com. What's next? Do you think this attempted coup of Trump is about putting Biden in office? Because if you do, you're naive. This scam election where Democrats cheated without question is all about socialism and implementing a new world order, and it is based on the scam that you are living. It is based on you capitulating to these stupid mask mandates, locking yourself down, self-imprisoning yourself. If they can get you to do that, I guarantee you they will get you to give up your gun or guns. Sounds conspiratorial, right? Well, maybe so. That's until you recognize that it's being done all over the world. Here's Justin Trudeau admitting the reset of this scam.
Building back better means getting support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs. Canada is here to listen and to help. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change.
Did you get that? Opportunity for a reset. Accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that address extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change. I can't paint a better picture for you than the Prime Minister of Canada. This is the guy who's telling you, he's giving you the secret decoder ring. He's telling you, look, we're going to take this pandemic and we're going to take all of our liberal wet dreams and we're going to put it into that and we're going to impose it on the world. You don't have to believe me, folks. You just heard it from one of the world, finger quote, leaders. And see, what Donald Trump did was he disrupted this. Thankfully, he exported Americanism all over the world before this happened. And that's why the world is revolting. We have a clip of a guy and he says, people are sick of it. They're used to the world the way they used to see it. Now, I'm going to tell you, you walk around without a mask, people look at you like a pariah. That is exactly what these people want. They want you to believe that mask will protect you, that you can't get it, and if you don't wear it, you're the one that's bad. You're the one giving out this disease. How dare you? That disease is going to get you whether you wear that mask or not eventually. And if we were to build antibodies, we'd all be better for it. But they don't want you to. And it's a scam. It is a first-class scam, the biggest potential scam on the world. And I'm telling you, there are some big ones, like Joe Biden, like Joe Biden winning the presidency, like Barack Obama being a good president, and a host of other ones, global climate farce and many others. Don't buy into it. Short break, folks. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, it won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reach these new voters with targeted videos and social advertising, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to protectingamericanvalues.com /Kevin Jackson.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Do you think we're going to be able to ever go back to the way things were?
No.
In what ways won't we be able to adapt?
Well, I think people are going to be pretty intimidated. I can imagine people rushing out to a movie theater and sitting in a closed room, breathing in everyone else's air. In the near term, can you? Would you go sit in the middle of a movie theater? And
not in the near term, but I could see it happening in a year.
Yeah, maybe in a year. Depends on how the vaccine is perceived and do people take it. And I think, you know, there's been a spike in depression. There's been a spike in divorce. There's been a real lull in people going and getting medical examinations and medical treatments, which means there's going to be problems with disease, kids out of schools creating a problem. There's all kinds of issues that aren't going to really be quantifiable for another year, 2, 5, 10. I mean, this is a long-term impact of being in quarantine this long.
That was Dr. Feel, not Dr. Feel Good, not Dr. Kevin Jackson, but Dr. Phil us is in Dr. Phil McGraw, and he's giving you the scoop on the Wu Flu scam. Now, we got a ton to talk about today, but I wanted to break it up a little bit and go back to my diatribe on this scam, this scamdemic. Dr. Phil says people are intimidated to. Would you want to go in a closed room? Hey, let me just explain something to you, people. Everything that Dr. Phil described is what we've been doing for centuries. You, for decades, have been going to ball games. You've been going to concerts. You've been going to the movie theaters. And you know what you do? You breathe everybody else's air. That's the way mankind has operated for decades. And we're doing it in the safest time period in the world history, where we have mapped the human genome, where we can find vaccines to the dreaded Wu flu in less than, what, a year? We're talking about vaccines. And never in the history of humankind have we analyzed a disease and have multiple ways to attack it. And yet, we still got panic going on.
Would you want to sit in a closed room and breathe other people's air?
Yeah, you've been going to restaurants doing it for decades. We've been doing it for centuries. As I said, you know how to social distance. If somebody's close to you, they get close to you. Why do you get up in the morning and you hug your kids and you hug your spouse? Why is it when you see a good friend, you hug them? Why is it when you meet somebody that you can introduce to, you stick your arm out and you shake their hand? Observing social distancing. Somebody you meet, stay outside of my circle. Somebody you know and you love, come on inside of my circle. We are changing human behavior because people that know and love each other are elbow bumping. Hardly any interaction at all. It's insane. So we've been breathing each other's air, but Dr. Phil says, well, it depends on how the vaccine is perceived. Well, there's a vaccine for flu, but you know what? I don't care if you've taken it or you don't. How many of you, by show of hands, radio audience listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, how many of you have taken a flu vaccine? Because my hand didn't go up. How many of you would take a flu vaccine? I wouldn't. I don't trust anything that the medical establishment wants to put in my body. Have you looked at what they talk about that's involved in some of these required vaccines? The stuff that they put in there? Just go do a little homework on that and tell me you would take a vaccine. The government experiments on everything. Don't take it lightly. Dr. Phil goes on to talk about the ramifications of lockdowns. I can tell you firsthand that when you get a stupid virus like the Wu flu, and you have to treat it seriously, because in my family, there are people with underlying conditions, and you can't even give a hug. Everybody's masked up. I'm in quarantine in a room. They got to leave, spraying every 5 seconds of you know, disinfectant, wiping everything down constantly. I can't even describe for you what goes through your psyche. It doesn't feel human. You feel like you're on another planet. So, yes, Dr. Phil says depression is up. Doesn't shock me one bit. He says divorce is up. I'm still not shocked. And what are people afraid of? Well, I don't want to go to the hospital and not be able to not see a loved one or get an operation and, you know, and nobody knows what happens. If there's any time for, you know, malfeasance by the medical community, this is it. Well, it was complications of Wu flu. You can't sue me. They could theoretically give it to you and then say you died from it. There's all kinds of stuff. So, yes. What are going to be the long-term ramifications of people who've put off getting their medical stuff done? And what about the ones who couldn't get it done because they test positive for Wu flu? That to me is a lawsuit waiting to happen. I may very well be the person that sues over that. How can you prevent me from getting a surgery that I've needed now for the better part of 2 years was getting ready to get it done right before Wu Flu hit, had to delay it certainly months. I'm coming up on a year. And then they tell me, well, you can't get it until you test negative for the Wu Flu. Well, since when? I've gotten the flu. I never had to test negative for that. If you have, I don't know what diseases you have, but I'll put it to you this way. There's very few things that will stop them from operating on you. What if you had a critical operation? You know, something, you were in a car wreck. Let me put it this way. If I'm in a car wreck and they got to reset my bones, can I go to the emergency room and will they do stuff for me? Let me give you the short answer. Yes. But I can't schedule an elective surgery that I need to have without getting permission, without passing this stupid test. A test for a virus that kills very few people. What about the implications that Dr. Phil mentioned about kids being out of school? Did you struggle with your kid while they were out of school doing all distance learning and all this, trying to figure out, did they do the homework? Let me tell you what happened with my son. Well, once we submitted, I can't see it, Dad. Then print it out before. Well, we can't print it out. You know, then all these other things. And so his grades are dropping. He's barely doing these assignments. I can't see him. He's pulling the wool over, you know, our eyes. And I could go on. But meanwhile, when he's in school, he's an A student because they get paper and they bring it home. And you can say, let me see it. And you can go over homework. Do you believe, if I were to say to you that this is an intentional dumbing down of students, would you believe it? As I mentioned earlier, there's a guy that believes they want to change the whole cycle to the New World Order where all you do is just get a check from the government. Why should you bother to work? There's enough stooges like us out there doing it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Trump advisor Rick Grenell said the Nevada Democratic Party is in full panic mode after a decision not to certify a local race due to a number of discrepancies. President Trump called the decision a big victory, saying it could have a major impact. Their comments came in tweets regarding the Clark County Commission race between Stavros Anthony, a Republican, and Democrat Ross Miller. The Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper reported Miller defeated Anthony by 10 votes. However, Register of Voters Joe Garcia said his office identified 139 unexplainable discrepancies in the election. Democrat Representative Ben McAdams of Utah lost his re-election bid against former NFL player Burgess Owens, allowing Republicans to regain control of all four congressional seats in Utah. McAdams conceded in an online news conference Monday afternoon, shortly before media outlets called the race. Out of concern for safety during the COVID-19 pandemic, Arlington National Cemetery has canceled its annual Wreath Across America event on December 19th. USA Radio News. Hurricane Iota slammed into Nicaragua overnight, sending roofs flying into streets, toppling electricity poles, and uprooting trees. Winds were in excess of 155 miles an hour for the Category 4 hurricane. About 40,000 people in Nicaragua have been evacuated to shelters. Many coastal areas are at risk of storm surges as much as 20 feet above normal tides. In Honduras, 80,000 people were moved to safety. Marcio Bacha, director of the Nicaraguan Institute of Earth Studies, says it's the strongest hurricane that has touched Nicaragua soil since records began. There's mask changes at Costco.
Costco has a new face covering policy. Starting on Monday, shoppers with medical conditions that prevent them from wearing a mask will now be required to wear a face shield in stores. Children under two are exempt. In announcing the change, Costco also stressing that masks or shields should not be seen as a substitute for social distancing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to cover this story. It's about an executive order that was issued by President Trump back in September of 2018. And I suggest you do your own research on this. This is something that I saw. It caught my eye. I'm not telling you this as fact. I'm telling you this is something you should investigate. But when I happen upon things that make sense, I want to share the information. And what I have to share with you today is a nuclear bomb. And all indications is that this information is true. And it begins with something President Trump did on September the 12th of 2018 before the midterm elections. On that day, he issued an executive order titled Executive Order on imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. And what I'm about to share with you is something that I find very interesting. I don't know, I haven't seen it play out in the regular news in terms of the current strategy, but I suspect it is the president's final nuke in this whole thing, because right now we're talking about, you know, Sidney Powell and Giuliani saying we have irrefutable proof of electioneering and election interference. But if all that plays goes to, I want you to think about this in the context of this executive order, and I'm going to read this real quick. I'm going to get rid of all the other stuff, but it says President of the United States find that the ability of persons located in whole or in substantial part outside the United States to interfere in or undermine public confidence in U.S. elections, including through unauthorized accessing of election and campaign infrastructure or the covert distribution of propaganda and disinformation, constitutes an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security and foreign policy of the United States. And he goes on to say this: although there has been no evidence of a foreign power altering the outcome or vote tabulation in any U.S. election, foreign powers have historically sought to exploit America's free and open political system. In recent years, the proliferation of digital devices and internet-based communications has created significant vulnerabilities and magnified the scope and intensity of the threat of foreign interference, as illustrated in the 2017 Intelligence Community Assessment. I hereby declare a national emergency to deal with this threat. So, in 2018, a national emergency was declared, and it remains in effect to this day. Now, this, just so you guys know, this article I saw was on DC Dirty Laundry. I want you to know where to go look for it. But this current election was conducted under this very same state of emergency and is also an executive order that is still in effect. Now, in this EO, the president also states that people and organizations located in part outside the United States are known to be able to, quote, interfere in or undermine public confidence in the elections through the unauthorized accessing of election and campaign infrastructure or the covert distribution of propaganda and disinformation. Now, if you're starting to see how this ties into CNN, the New York Times, the Washington Post, MSNBC, you're not alone. All these organizations have been caught. They fall under the umbrella of this emergency declaration of foreign interference in the U.S. elections, aided by complicit corporations based in the United States. So understand the ramifications of this, because not only do all of these news organizations fall under this, so will Democratic operatives. The EO further states that foreign interference in U.S. elections constitutes an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security and foreign policy of the United States. Now, why is this relevant to anything that we're seeing right now with this massive election fraud carried out by the Democrats in the deep state? It's because of the Dominion voting systems. Dominion voting systems is a Canadian company, and CYTL, it's spelled S-C-Y-T-L, is run out of Spain. Now, Dominion is a foreign-owned company which makes the Dominion-based election theft a foreign interference issue. Now, what else does this executive order potentially involve? How about a couple of big-name leftists? CYTL is connected to George Soros and the Democrats. And this is according to an article written by the great Gateway Pundit. Bill Gates also owns stock in CYTL. Now, as I mentioned, Dominion is from Canada. CYTL is from Spain. They both represent potential foreign interference in U.S. elections because, and get this, the data was routed through Germany. Now, this CYTL voting machine is used throughout the U.S. in elections. We already know what's going on with Dominion. This executive order, folks, is a potential game changer. But again, I want to be very clear. This is the KevinJacksonShow.com. We're not news. We're opinions. Found this article. Found it interesting. Did enough research to say, this is credible. So, the national emergency order specifically calls for the seizure of all assets of entities that have, quote, directly or indirectly engaged in, sponsored, concealed, or otherwise been complicit in foreign interference in a U.S. election. Now, I want you to consider the potential recourse for what I just said, given everybody's little fingerprints all over this. Could it be the seizure of Facebook? Could it be the seizure of Google and all these media outlets and the assets of individuals like Bill Gates and George Soros and the thousands of minions that will soon be outed? Got a notification earlier today, I'm not sure. What do you guys, I don't know when you gave it to me, but here's the deal. Oregon just fired its elections director because of cheating. You're going to start hearing a lot more about this stuff. It gets better. This article, anyway, says, but that's not even the full extent of what's demanded by this EO in Section 8. The order explains the term person to also mean partnership, association, trust, joint venture, corporation, group, subgroup, or other organization. In other words, Anybody in this food chain who has cheated in this election cycle, you are subject to foreign interference, and we can seize everything that you have. Any media organization that assisted in covering up or assisted foreign interference in this U.S. election is targeted by this executive order. And it further explains this. The term election infrastructure means information, communications, technology, and systems used by or on behalf of the federal government or a state or local government in managing the election process, including voter registration databases, voting machines, voting tabulation equipment, and equipment for the secure transmission of election results. What do you want me to tell you? If you're like me, you're going, oh, you mean the entirety of the Democratic Party? Yeah. Yep. It goes on to get even more interesting when you talk about foreign interference. It says any covert, fraudulent, deceptive, or unlawful actions or attempted actions of a foreign government or any person acting as an agent of, on, or behalf of a foreign government undertaken with the purpose of effect or influencing, undermining confidence in, altering the result or reported result of the election or undermining public confidence in election processes or institutions. Folks, this is a bombshell. This means every little operative, every reporter, every news organization, everybody that takes whatever data they got, and if in any way, if the FBI raids them and can prove that they were part of this, they all fall under this. I want you to note these words: altering the results or reported results of the election. Because this is exactly what all these big social media companies did. This is what the fake news media companies did, all of it. It's not a crime, and as this guy writes, it's treason. And it fell right into this national security, this national emergency trap of President Trump. Now, I'm going to leave you to figure all this out. But I don't think it leaves a whole lot of wiggle room for the people in this food chain, particularly the media and these social media companies. But here's the last little thing I want you to know. They raided a server farm in Germany. Louis Gohmert gave a talk on it. So I said, all the little pieces are coming together. So wait to see what happens.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
According to public records, Dominion voting machines are used in 2,000 jurisdictions in 30 states. According to experts, if one site has a flaw, other sites are likely to as well, which is why Texas rejected using Dominion software 3 times, raising concerns that the system was not safe from fraudulent or unauthorized manipulation. That's troubling, given we already know that at least 2 software glitches in Georgia and Michigan occurred on election night. Attorney Sidney Powell is leading the charge against Dominion, and she says she has enough evidence of fraud to launch a massive criminal investigation. Sidney, thanks very much for being here. We appreciate your time this morning. I want to get right into it. We just heard about the software made by Smartmatic from Rudy, and I want to get your take on what you've what you and I spoke about just a few minutes ago, and that is a gentleman named Peter Neffringer. Tell me how he fits into all of this.
Yes, well, he is listed as its former Admiral Peter Neffringer, or retired Admiral Peter Neffringer. He is president and on the board of Smartmatic, and it just so happens he's on Mr. Biden's presidential transition team that's going to be non-existent because we're fixing to overturn the results of the election in multiple states, and President Trump won by not just hundreds of thousands of votes, but by millions of votes that were shifted by this software that was designed expressly for that purpose. We have sworn witness testimony of why the software was designed. It was designed to rig elections. He was fully briefed on it. He saw it happen in other countries. It was exported internationally for profit by the people that are behind Smartmatic and Dominion. They did this on purpose. It was calculated. They've done it before. We have evidence from 2016 in California. We have so much evidence, I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. That was Sidney Powell, Mike Flynn's attorney, now the president's attorney. A very deliberate lady, if you've watched her work. You watch what she did with Mike Flynn, right? He's sitting pretty. Sometimes by losing a battle, you find a way to win the war. I've talked about this many times. I think they're trying to attribute that quote to President Trump, but sorry, that's been said by many people, Song Tzu and others. And what happened here, folks, was we lost the battle and we're going to win the war. And the Democrats want to threaten this country with civil war. If Donald Trump wins the election that he actually won, and everybody's setting it up as if there's no possible way for voter fraud. In fact, we have a mashup of them talking about how is that even possible? It doesn't even happen on the small level.
Sore loser, President Trump casting doubt on the legitimacy of the election with no evidence.
I see no evidence of voter fraud.
There have been no irregularities.
Bogus allegations of voting irregularities.
There's no evidence.
No evidence whatsoever.
There is no evidence. This is a fantasy.
And they might be surprised to learn that even after her death, Deborah Jean Christensen still managed to register to vote and then cast a ballot.
In Antrim County, ballots were counted for Democrats that were meant for Republicans, causing a 6,000 vote swing against our candidates.
There are hundreds of reports of our poll watchers being intimidated and unable to do their job.
So 55,000 for 5,000 votes counted is eager.
That's right.
Hey, not a problem, man. I'm going to see if I can get you some, like, a little nice little handful.
Says that I fabricated the allegations of ballot tampering. I'm here to say that I did not recant my statements.
To be clear, there is no evidence of widespread voter fraud. There isn't evidence of little-scale voter fraud.
Mr. Blaylock was a mailman for 33 years until he passed away in 2006. James Blaylock cast a ballot in last week's election.
Republican poll watchers were denied their legal right to monitor the election with poll workers blocking windows and padlocking doors.
They don't have enough GOP people in there, and they won't let us in. It's complete nonsense.
It was clear that Detroit City election workers were scanning and counting ballots for voters whose names did not appear in the voter rolls.
There is, of course, no evidence of any widespread voter fraud of any kind.
No evidence. None.
Have you seen any evidence of fraud, any irregularities even, in the vote counting in Pennsylvania?
No, and I think that statement is accurate.
They will not allow us within 30 to 100 feet to supervise the ballots being counted.
I have a citywide watcher certificate.
It's not for this location.
It's not for this.
This is the city of Philadelphia.
We're there
supposedly observing, but we can't see.
And I will tell you, there is corruption at the highest level in the city of Philadelphia.
Tell us how many ballots approximately went through that process that you had no chance to observe.
About 125,000, maybe more.
If the question is, are the Democrats stealing votes in Philadelphia, my answer is the Pope Catholic?
We need to be very clear and precise about this. There is no evidence at all.
Actually, there is none. There's no evidence.
There's no evidence of that.
Absolutely no evidence.
Kirk Hartle said he was surprised when he found out his wife, who died in 2017, had sent in a mail-in ballot.
I was surprised because she passed away 3 years ago.
What about Linda Kessler of Nicholson, Georgia? Linda Kessler died in 2003.
And they mailed out the ballot, and somebody took my ballot.
I personally dealt with Ms. Stope. We reviewed the ballot, and in our opinion, it's her signature.
There's no evidence of voter fraud.
The lack of any significant irregularities anywhere.
We have received over 100 incident reports of irregularities.
On your screen right now, you will see the names of other deceased voters. As of tonight, there aren't enough of them to alter the outcome. That could change as we learn more. But for the moment, the point is, they exist. They are dead, but they voted anyway.
We have so much evidence, I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. I wanted to end that clip with Sidney Powell saying, we have so much evidence, it's like drinking through a fire hose. And I believe her. I asked this question the other day. How did Biden underperform Clinton in New York by nearly 800,000 votes, but outperform her in Wisconsin by 250,000 votes? Pennsylvania by 487,000 votes, Arizona by 510,000 votes, Michigan by 530,000 votes, and Georgia by 590,000 votes. Can't happen. One of my friends tweeted this, Biden has the highest ever recorded votes for men and women in the 98 through 158-year-old group, and it's so true. Wow. One of my friends actually put together a group of a few little clips of different places, and I'll just give you a couple of them. Michigan County clerk finds votes counted by software machine don't match printed tapes. 6,000 Republican votes switched to Democrats. Now think about that. 6,000 votes were switched. That's a 12,000 vote swing. And that's what one county clerk found. You know how many counties there are in Michigan? Well, I don't. But I know there's more than one. This is what we're facing. There was a glitch, they called it. And as Donald Trump Jr. said, isn't it funny how all the glitches favor the Democrats? There are no glitches in the equipment that favor the Republicans. If I'm one of Trump's attorneys, that's what I'm looking at. I'm going to just be the glitch guy. And I'm going to say, we found 1,417 glitches. And not a single one of them favors my client. That's a statistical impossibility. You get what I'm saying? And I'm just making up numbers. I want people to understand I don't have the actual numbers. But here's what I'm going to bet you. The glitches never favor Trump. This UPS guy, one of the clips that you couldn't see him, but you heard him. And a guy walked up to the UPS guy and said something about, I'd like to get some ballots for the election. And the UPS guy said, I'll get you some. I'll get you some. Like, wink, wink. And I don't know what it was. I think it was probably one of these Project Veritas videos, but who knows? Yep. There was a whistleblower who exposed his UPS, United States Postal Service superiors, who directly ordered workers to commit fraud on ballots for Republicans. Directly did. There's a story about Black Lives Matter people trying to intimidate voters at polling stations, so much so the police had to step in. Did I mention that the people that went to the march in Washington got beat up, some of them? Democrats will do anything to win.
This is the K.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.